The story of the struggle against racism in the US has got a lot of attention recently, with the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act and the film Selma depicting the campaign for voting rights. But the struggle had been going for some time before then. In the 1950s, we had the image of Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat on an Alabama bus to a white man. Now we know even more about Rosa Parks thanks to Howard Buffett, son of the billionaire Warren Buffett, who paid $4.5 million for her personal papers and has loaned them to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C.
And this one man, a white man standing at this point, the driver ask us to stand up and let him have those seats.
Rosa Parks describing the most infamous bus ride in history. Her refusal to relinquish her seat for a white man in December 1955 became one of the totemic moments in the struggle for civil rights.
This is the Library of Congress. It's the biggest library in the world. And they've got their hands on a whole stash of Rosa Parks' private papers. There's something like 7,500 manuscripts and around 2,500 photographs, and they've just opened it up to researchers.
She begins the thought of presenting her life to the public. Is it worthwhile to reveal the intimacies of the past life? Would the people be sympathetic or disillusioned when the facts of my life are told? Would the results be harmful or good?
She's worried about becoming transformed into a public figure, isn't she?
She is. And she's worried about projecting a certain reserved and dignified public image. But we find, in her words, a fiery spirit underneath that public persona. I had been pushed around all my life and felt that at this moment that I couldn't take it anymore. When I asked the policeman why we had to be pushed around, he said, he didn't know. The law is a law. You are under arrest. It is such a lonely, lost feeling that I am cut off from life, that I am nothing.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? She sort of veers between despair and anger, doesn't she?
And anger. Let's see. Grandfather stayed up to wait for them to come to our house. He kept his shotgun within hand reach at all times.